Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me, for helping me kick off my 12th year on the air, the Small Business Advocate Show. On this day, 1997, we began broadcasting, and we haven't missed a day of providing you with some of the smartest people in the world on our in our brain trust who've joined me over the years, and about somewhere around 1,600 people, ladies and gentlemen, have we interviewed, and many of them, hundreds and hundreds of them, probably close to 1,000 of them, are still very active with us. And who join us on a regular basis to talk to us about things that are very important to our to me and you and our small businesses. And one of those guys who also just happens to be running his own small business is our good buddy Brian Moran. Brian is the founder of Moran Media Group, and they publish publications. They publish magazines with on small business success, urban success, winning bids, et cetera, et cetera. And he's our good friend. Brian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim, for having me. Happy anniversary.
Thanks,
Jim,
I appreciate
you,
it.
You are the Cal Ripken of small business.
Well, you know, I tell you, Brian, and I know you know what I'm talking about when I say this. My mother told me a long time ago something that I guess she heard from somebody else, because I've heard other people say this. If you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Your mother was very smart.
Well, very and smart. You know about that, don't you?
Yeah, you know what? My mother's best piece of advice to me was when I started my own company, I told her I was a little bit nervous about, and this is great advice for people today, because we're living in uncertain times and people want to know, you know, what the future holds for them. And I remember when I started my own company, my mother said, well, what are you nervous about? And I said, security. I said, you know, I had a job where they paid the rent, light, and heat, and somebody took care of my paycheck and my benefits, and now all of that's gone. And I had a family of a wife and four young kids, and a mortgage which suddenly seemed, you know, much bigger than it was.
All right.
And she said, the only security you will ever need is between your ears.
Yep. That's the truth.
It's tough to go out with that, you know, as your security blanket. But you know what? She was right.
Well, one of the things that I learned in around 1975, when we had the recession, which is a pretty bad one, by the way, back in the mid 70s, I learned then that job security is an illusion, and it really has always been an illusion.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, what your mother was trying to tell you is that, you know, it's okay to be, you know, to be happy about any kind of security you may have that you placed in other people, but the truth is, in the final analysis, you're going to have to depend upon yourself, and you really should always be prepared to do that. And that's what small business owners are saying when they strike out on their own, Brian, which is what you did and what I did. What we're saying to ourselves is, you know what? I'm going to depend upon myself. I'm going to believe in myself. There really isn't any such thing as security. It's all an illusion. And whatever happens to me, if I fail or if I succeed, it will be my failure, my success, not somebody else's.
Right, right. And you're seeing a lot of that. I think, you know, today, where we are, I think you're seeing a lot of the insecurity that people have in the markets, you know, that they go, the swings are almost unprecedented.
Yeah.
And everybody is saying, you know, what's going to happen today? And you have to remember, you have to focus on the things that you can control and not worry about the things that are outside your control.
Go ahead.
I think that the more information we have, and the better focus we have on those things that we can control, the better chances we have for success. You know, I have on one of my computers, I have the screensaver. I love quotes, and one of them that I've kept on there for months now is, "The only reason for failure is broken focus."
Mm-hmm.
You lose your focus, you know, because what happens is, you've set up. Hopefully, if you're smart and you've just started a business, you've created a business plan, and you're following that business plan, and you understand what your strategic goal is, and you understand what your operational plan is, and that is where you want to go and how you want to get there. And now the most important thing you can do is focus, because what will happen is there'll be, you know, the wild goose chases and the detours and the things that you didn't plan. And when you lose focus on your business, I think that's when panic sets in. I think that's when you start to think.
And one of the things that causes you to lose that focus is if you start focusing on those things that you, as you said earlier, that you can't do anything about it, which is why I find that the only real security, if there is any security, that we're going to find it on Main Street and not on Wall Street. And here's why, Brian, because Main Street believes in itself. Mm-hmm. Wall Street doesn't believe in anything. If Wall Street believed in anything, and I've been saying this for a long time, Brian. If Wall Street believed in anything, how would it have 1,000-point swings intraday, in the middle of the day, down 500, up 500? Maybe lately it hasn't gone 1,000, but there've been 900-point swings in the middle of the day, down 400, up 500. How could anything that believed in itself have that kind of a swing? That doesn't happen on Main Street, Brian.
Yeah, well, their interest is it's like jumping on the bandwagon. Oh, the market's going down. Everybody pile on. The market's going up. Everybody pile on. And I think with Main Street, it's when you start seeing things go wrong, you're trying to figure out a way to stop that.
There's no center. Wall Street has no center. It's not centered on anything. Small business owners and Main Street, we're centered on adding value. We're centered on relationships. We're centered on things that we believe we can, things and people that we believe we can count on next year. None of that's found on Wall Street. And that's the reason why, Brian, I've been saying for a long time that small business owners are going to lead us out of whatever we're in right now. And when we come back after these messages, I would like your thoughts on what I just said. Small business owners, ladies and gentlemen, will lead us out of, and I mean not just nationally, not just in the United States, but I think globally, small business owners will lead. We have to, small business owners. We don't have a choice. We have to lead us out of this thing that we're in. 20 after, stay with us. We'll be right back.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't...
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. And the smallbusinessadvocate.com site is brand new, only just barely a week or so old. So I hope you'll check them out. And no barriers to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come in and hang out with us, use our stuff. Brian Moran is our guest. He's the founder of Moran Media Group. They publish outstanding magazines for small businesses, and they do a few other things. Brian, you got a big doings coming up in a couple of weeks, don't you?
We have a Small Business Leadership Summit in New York on December 8th, where we'll bring some of the top leaders in small business, yourself included, together to talk about what's in store for small business in 2009. And we'll try and shake the magic eight ball and come up with some answers.
So that's the second annual Small Business Leadership Summit there in New York City. And people can go to your website and find out more about that, can't they?
Yeah, they can go to smallbusinessedge.com and click on the first feature right below the three articles get more information about it.
All right, so check that out, folks. That's December the 8th, and I will be there. Thanks for inviting me. I'm looking forward to that. Brian, when we went to the break, I was talking about before I get there, I want to ask, how can people find out more about your magazines?
At the same website, smallbusinessedge.com. You know, as you mentioned, we publish a magazine, three magazines called Small Business Success, Urban Success for Inner City Entrepreneurs, and Winning Bids. And all three are national magazines. And a lot of the articles that we print in the magazines can be found on the website, as well as original content that's
right.
web only. And you'll find all of that information about the magazines and about everything else that we're doing on smallbusinessedge.com.
Check that out, Brian. I was talking, went to break about my idea that small business owners are gonna have to rely on ourselves to pull this economy out, because it's clear that between the government and Wall Street, they don't have a clue as to really how to fix this. And so small business owners, in my opinion, Brian, are going to have to take a greater leadership role in bucking up this country. What do you think? And not only the country, but the world.
I agree with that statement. I think that, I gave an analogy about the state of our situation. I said, you know, we're all boats in the water. And, you know, 2 years ago, the water was relatively calm, and everybody was enjoying the sun and fishing and whatnot. And last year, there was a warning sent out over the radios, that a pending storm was coming. And, you know, of course, the bigger boats got the message, and some of the medium-sized boats got the message, but a lot of the smaller boats didn't have that, you know, sophisticated Doppler and whatnot. And all of a sudden, you know, some of the boats got out of the way. They took evasive action, but a lot didn't. And so now we're in this incredible storm, and, you know, boats are getting, you know, smashed about, and we've seen big boats go down.
Yep.
And the problem is, when a big boat goes down in the water, you know, it creates that, you know, big kind of hole and drags down anything in its wake. And we've seen that with some of the financial institutions that have recently gone under. And what you don't hear about are all of the smaller entrepreneurial companies that did business
exactly
with those big organizations.
All the vendors, all the vendors of Lehman Brothers, for example, small business vendors,
right,
who still have outstanding receivables.
Oh, absolutely. And what happens there is, you know, people are still knocking on your door saying, well, where's my money? And say, oh, your money's tied up with Lehman Brothers,
right,
and I'm trying to get it. They say, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the big kind of sucking sound that you hear when that big, you know, ship goes down, and it takes all of these other boats with it. So what's happening now, earlier this year, is, you know, the government kind of flew in, almost like the Coast Guard, and they started throwing these, you know, that was the $700 billion lifeline.
Right.
They assessed the situation, and they said, we can't save everybody right now, but we need to stabilize these bigger boats. We need to, if they go under, they will take everything with them. So we stabilized it. We'll throw this money down. We'll stabilize the big boats, and then, you know what we want? We want the bigger boats to start throwing lifelines to the smaller boats.
Yeah, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Well, no, but that's what the government is asking us to do. They're asking us, as small business owners, to wait for these lifelines to come down to you. And you know what? As you're getting smashed about in the water, and you're looking at some of these boats that are next to you that are, you know, completely in ruin, and they're asking you to hold on. Well, hold on for how long?
Or believe in them. They're asking you to believe in them. And this is why I keep coming back to what I say, Brian. We've got to believe in ourselves. We can't be sidetracked. We've got to keep our heads focused on our... I like your term focus that you used in the previous segment. We've got to stay focused on ourselves. We can't stick our head in the ground, but we got to keep focused, and we got to believe in ourselves. I think the key is going to be for us to continue to believe in ourselves, Brian.
Yes, and you know what, Jim? In a lot of cases, here's what we are.
Quickly, I got to wrap it up.
Yeah, most companies will need help, but you have to find the right kind of help. Who else
That's
is
right.
going to help you navigate the waters?
Brian Moran, ladies and gentlemen, smallbusinessedge.com is the website. Hey, Brian, thanks for being here. I'll see you in about 3 weeks.
Jim, it was a pleasure. Happy anniversary.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you later. Quick break. Stay with me. I will be right back. I promise.
slack for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.